Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a whole end without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new
station. Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we are back. If you're new to NFTs, Web3, blockchain, I'd highly suggest you start episode 1, where I explain NFTs to my mom, work your way all the way through the catalog. I'm confident either I or one of the guests we've had on will teach you something 100%. If you're not new here, welcome back, baby. Alrighty, so let's go and get into it. Actually, before we get into it, a little story time. So, I took a little hiatus on the 15th. It was my birthday, so I turned 25 years old. And on 4/20, I actually took a trip with my mom, stepdad, and girlfriend. We all four flew out to Colorado on 4/20. so if you happen to be a cannabis smoker, you know that special holiday. But it was just fucking insane. Like, it was just awesome. I've gone and smoked in California before, right? Every time I stop, anytime I go to a place, any state, and they have dispensaries, the first fucking destination, dispensary, baby. So I've been to California. I've tried their dispensaries. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just, I don't know what, but the weed in California, and again, if you're listening, 21 plus, come on, you know the deal. The weed in California, I don't know, it gives me anxiety, and it's very, like, it's so heady. Like, it's a head high almost. What I noticed about the Colorado weed, which, just insane, it was very calming, very relaxing. Also, when we landed in Colorado, Denver in Colorado, on 4/20, it was snowing. I don't know if that had anything to do with it at all. I don't know if I'm just preferred to smoke when it's winter, or I don't fucking know. Either way, because when I went to California, it was blazing fucking hot. But it was just, I don't know what it was. The cannabis in Colorado, we got to be professional here. The cannabis in Colorado, it's just, I don't know. It was just better, in my opinion. And of course, there's a shit ton of dispensaries. Maybe I just didn't go to the right one in California, but I don't know. It just felt different. I don't know what it was. The weed in Colorado, shit was great. No anxiety, none of that. Just enjoyed my time. Like, it was fucking awesome. So we left Austin, Texas, 7 a.m. We arrived in Denver, Colorado, 2 hours later. And they had the Mile High 4/20 festival going on. So we pulled up at that. That was really fun. The only problem was it was literally snowing hard as fuck. So trying to walk around and smoke is like, especially when it's snowing hard as fuck, it's like trying to light a joint in the pure rain. It's like, bro, that thing's not gonna light. Like, it's gonna get destroyed. So that was chill. So edibles for the win. It was sick. Mile High 4/20 Fest. First time I've ever done anything even close like that. And here in Austin, they have the Reggae Festival, which I've never been to, but a bunch of people just smoking, vendors, food, like, it just a bunch of cool shit. So that was insane. We also went to the top of Pike's Peak. I was freezing my fucking balls off over there. At the bottom of the mountain, it'll be like 50, 60, you know, just normal chill temperature. And then, of course, as you start going up, at the top, holy shit, it was freezing, and the wind's freezing. We rode on the back of a Jeep, and so that was fucking scary as shit. Looking around, like, you're climbing up a fucking, like, you're going up a mountain, like a huge fucking mountain. Like, the roads are fucking tiny. You look to your right or left, and it's like, dude, you're gonna fall off the fucking mountain. Like, the shit is steep, the shit is just scary. It's so fucking high up, like, the elevation is just insane. So that was crazy. If you ever get the chance to go to Pikes Peak, I definitely recommend that. We also went to go see Adam Ray. That was hilarious. Adam Ray is fucking funny as shit. We saw him at Comedy Works in Denver. And yeah, that dude is just... He's an actor, and so his stage presence, like, that's one of the comedians I told Jalen, my girlfriend. I was like, I have to go see him next. Like, he's just fucking amazing. Like, on Kill Tony, he's hilarious when he does the Dr. Phil impersonations. Like, he's just fucking hilarious. So that comedy show was funny. He had a few people go before him. They were fucking hilarious as well. I don't know. That shit is just crazy. Like, comedy, going and watching comedy shows, I've talked about that before. And, like, just really, not even comedy shows, just going and watching anybody that you see on the internet, right? Anybody that brings you joy on the internet, right? Like, even if it's, like, a Instagram reel or fucking on Facebook, TikTok, someone you watch on YouTube, like, any of that shit. And they do whatever. Some guy juggles. This guy's a comedian. This guy plays basketball. I like this guy. I watch this guy. He works on cars. Like, right? Even just stopping by. And, like, there's, as an example, there's a YouTube that I watch called Gentani. So they do tunes for exotic cars. That's an example. Like, if I'm in California, next time I'm over there in that area of California, I'm gonna fucking stop by. Maybe I grab a shirt, just say what's up, check it out, take some pictures. Like, that shit is just insane. Like, the level of, basically, I've talked about this before again, like, taking trips and, like, doing stuff like that, that shit, I'm telling you, the level of motivation, maybe it's not for everybody, but for me, at least, like, the level of motivation it gives you, like, just seeing that shit, it's like a good reset, right? Like, it's a good reset. So that's really what it was. So the whole experience was awesome. Colorado was fucking insane. Colorado was just sick. And that was my first time there. So it was just awesome. And that's all I gotta say there. So let's actually go ahead and get straight into it now. So this is just, we're gonna run through the important NFT update shit that I've seen. I'm not gonna lie, I tried, this is funny to me at least, I tried on April 15th, my birthday, I tried making an episode, and I smoked a little bit, and I never smoke and record podcasts, but I've sipped a couple times on the podcast, like, nothing too crazy, but I've sipped, like, I've had a whiskey or, like, a Happy Dad, or, you know, I've just, you know, just drank a little bit on the podcast before, but again, nothing crazy. But I was trying to record after I smoked, and that was on my birthday again. That was, I just, like, could not stop laughing, and I was just like, this is just not gonna work. Like, it's simply just not gonna work. So that was something that I learned, and I thought it was just funny. And honestly, like, there was just not much shit going on too. So on top of that, it was just even more funny that it was just kind of like, it's just boring right now in this space. But it just, either way, I thought that was hilarious. So yeah, I can never fucking smoke before a podcast. But I think I think it would be fun to do a podcast after, you know, like, just have a little token cast, right? A little smoke and then do a podcast. That would be fucking funny. But let's actually go ahead and get serious now. So this is interesting to me. Less than 5% of the global population. This blew my mind. I actually was like, what? Less than 5% of the global population is invested in crypto. That's fucking insane. Like, you would think, like, I would think, okay, because that's different. Okay, invested versus knowing is different, right? So a shit ton of people can know about Bitcoin, right? Like, you can go up to Joe Schmo on the street and be like, hey, you know what Bitcoin is? He might be like, yeah, it's that fucking fake internet money that y'all kids like to buy, right? And you'd be like, yes, that's what it is. And and so that's one thing, right? He can know about Bitcoin, but is he invested in Bitcoin? So that's super interesting. I think that number is going to, I think 100% on a daily basis, just as crypto adoption, that number goes up, right? The number of people that are invested in crypto. And even for me, personally, right? Because I like to get insights from my family, friends, people around me, nephews, nieces, right? Older people. I get advice. I get insights from everybody. So when I hear a few or not a few, one of my uncles, right, talking about, hey, Jared, what's this? Like, you know, like just becoming interested recently. It's interesting because it shows you like, oh, people are more interested. People are hearing about it more. People are like wondering like, oh, like what is this about? Like, let me learn more. Regardless, crypto as a whole is complicated to your average Joe Schmo. It's just what it is. They don't understand it. They don't get it like that. It's just the friction to buy it to them is just, it's too much. They don't understand it. They don't get why. What are they going to buy? Like, it's a whole fucking thing. So this actually leads me to my next point of Stripe. This is fucking next level giga brain shit right here. So Stripe, they are a payment processor, right? So most of the times, you don't even know that you're using Stripe, but you're using Stripe, right? So a lot of times when you go to the store, you swipe your card, you use Apple Pay, you do any of this shit, right, to just make a payment, Stripe is the one that collects it. There's a bunch of different payment processors. Stripe is a huge one, Stripe. So now this is changing the fucking game. This is changing the game right here. You pay in crypto, and the seller receives normal fiat. So the seller doesn't have to know or care. They don't give a shit that you paid in crypto. Your crypto stays with Stripe. Stripe then pays USD to the seller. So they were doing it. Stripe was launching it with the USDC stablecoin. However, that's just, it's kind of like a beta type of deal, right? But it's just so obvious that every merchant will be using crypto in some way, right? And again, the seller doesn't have to know what type of crypto you use. So when we're talking about mass adoption or crypto not being frictionless for your average Joe Schmo, this is the type of shit that is like, okay, this is it, right? We could see, we just saw a alien board, or not a, it was an alien CryptoPunk just sold for 12.4 million, right? So we could look at that and be like, oh, that's cool. Maybe a lot of eyeballs are going to look at that and be like, oh shit, like, you know, let me look into this or whatever. But this is another, this is just way more eyeballs are going to be on crypto with this type of news, right? Like an actual payment processor integrating this type of cool shit. Seller doesn't have to know that you paid in crypto. They don't give a shit. They get USD, they get paid, and that's all they care about. So that's completely game changing to me. And it's only a matter of time before every other, again, Amazon, fuck, every other company, business, brand, entity is accepting crypto. It's just a waiting game. Literally, it's just a waiting game. But this is huge fucking news. One other thing I like to think about a lot is just what's going on with the world. Like, just the world, right? Just zooming all the way out. Just the globe, right? What's happening globally, right? So, I don't know if it... Is it just me or does it... I know it can't be me. I know it can't be me because I've heard it from so many different people, but it just, there's just like weird feeling in the earth, in the world. There's just like this, it's like something's going to happen. Something's going to change. There's going to be some type of tide, something, like just something's going to happen, right? It's not good. It's not bad. It's not, it just feels something. The air feels heavy. You might be saying, Jared, are you smoking that cannabis? No, I'm not. I'm not. I promise. This is just one of those feelings. Like, I can't be the only one. Like, right? Like, just all the global shit going on. Like, and last time we had a huge fucking bull run was the whole COVID shit, right? And I was talking all through that, and I never gave a fuck. I always talked through it and always just spoke my mind, and that's what I will continue to do. I will never let up. I'll never tippy toe on anything. I'll always say it as exactly how I feel, exactly how I think, even if it's not correct or it's da-da-da, it's whatever. It's my speculation. It's my brain. It's my view of what I've seen in my past and everything I see around me, and that's it. It's raw as fuck, and that's it. Like, I don't give a shit, and that's why we're going to keep doing it through this entire bull run, all through this shit, all through the presidential election, because that shit fucking matters, which will, let's go ahead and segue actually straight into that. There is going to be a presidential election in the United States in fucking November or some shit, I believe. All I'm going to say is, All I'm going to say is, if... Let me preface with, no matter who gets elected, no matter what happens, no matter what at all happens, crypto will do its thing. Crypto will 100% be it, and people will use it. Same with digital assets or NFTs, 100%, before I say this. However, all I'm going to say is, if Donald Trump happens to win the presidential election, you will see a bull run like no fucking other. That is all I'm going to say. I'm not saying let's vote in Trump so we can have bull run. All I'm going to say is that will happen if Trump gets his ass in office. 100%. He is the first president with a successful NFT collection that actually has real utility. Trump is 100% pro-crypto. The other side, I'm not too sure. We're going to have to see. We never know. And there's also a chance that Trump gets in and nothing happens with crypto. This is just my take. I just believe that we're going to see a crazy fucking bull run if Trump gets elected. And that's all I'm going to say there. And that's it. I'm going to keep on watching. I'm going to keep on listening. I'm going to keep on forming my opinion and changing it as it goes. I hear stuff, I change it. I hear something else, I change it. And that's it. It just keeps on evolving. And I'm going to keep on commentating, saying what I think. And if it's, again, if it's not right, guess what? Or if it's something, if it's too much for you, or if it's, there's other podcasts. There's other podcasts to listen to. Are they going to be as fun? Are they going to be as cool? Fuck no. but it's just, it's still an option. Like, it's just still an option. So I think that shit is insane. I'm fucking just stoked about all that. One other thing I always say is, where does the money go with the big billion-dollar corporations? Adidas partnering with Step In. So I'm not even going to dig into that, but that's a huge deal. Like, Adidas is a fucking huge brand, and they're still doing something with Solana. They're still trying to do, what is it? Move to earn. Excuse me. There we go. So we're going to see that a bunch. We're going to see a bunch of different companies and brands trying to be a NFT marketplace at first, but then they're going to try to do play to earn or move to earn or whatever to earn or gamble to earn or guess to earn. Like, right, there's going to be all these fucking different variations. Like, everyone's going to do a something to earn. Everyone's going to try to be the NFT marketplace. But we'll have to see. One other thing I saw on Twitter, and my brain immediately goes straight to NFTs because it's like, bro, this is it. So there was a producer. He's a pretty big producer. And he's going to have a producer house. So all the producers in the specific area, or I guess you can fly in from wherever, right? Just all the producers come in, and it's, but he wants it to be memberships only, right? So it's a producer membership only type of deal. And you get access to blank and blank when you're at the studio, and different artists and producers and different studios and whatever. So as I'm reading all that, my brain immediately goes to, this is a perfect example of why NFTs would fucking kill. Like, imagine if this guy starting this producer house issued 1,500 NFTs, 1,000 NFTs, 500 NFTs he issued, right? And if you own the NFT, of course, you get a producer pass, right? Whatever he wants to name it. And you get to go and produce and do whatever, come to pop-up events that he has. Network if he's in a different city, or like he can provide value to his NFT holders at any time. So that's one of those things that my brain's just like, dude, that's a perfect integration for NFTs right there. But I think when we're talking about, and I know I'm jumping everywhere here, I'm sorry, you know how it goes when I get excited. I think when we're talking about global adoption, something like what Stripe did earlier by saying, hey, just fucking pay us and we're just going to give the seller USD. Nobody knows anything about crypto. That is going to be a big deal where it's just, you just go and like you're just using crypto, but you just you don't know, it's just so fucking seamless for you. That's how it has to be. Or there's something that hits that you can only pay in crypto. That's going to be another mass adoption type movement, or where fucking Coinbase makes a fucking campaign and a shit ton of people fucking download Coinbase, or like there's going to be there's just so many different little things. Or there's a viral game, metaverse game, or something that goes viral and all the kids want to play, and it's everyone has to have the game. It's a new Call of Duty, it's a new whatever the fuck, right? It's just all insane shit. Y'all know how it is. I get fucking, dude, I could talk about this shit forever. Like, there's just, these are the tiny things, again, that I will forever keep talking about, keep bringing up, because these are the tiny snippets that build up the huge picture, the bigger picture. So all this shit is important, even if it seems like, okay, who gives a shit about that? Who cares about that? These are the tiny things. But all these things, I missed one. I'm sorry. This is actually another big deal, because again, I'm gonna say this next thing, but you have to realize why it's important. Because again, most of this shit, 90% of this shit is culturally. It's all about, it's culturally relevant. Culturally. So here we go. BMW wishing Bored Ape Yacht Club a happy birthday on Twitter. So the official BMW account wishing Bored Ape Yacht Club a happy birthday on Twitter. Somebody might say, cool, Jared, like, what does that even mean? Who cares? So what that means is, when we're talking about branding, right, and brands, they want to get in front of your face, like, right? So it takes a consumer a certain amount of times. I think it's like 10 to 15 times. Like, they have to see that product, right? 10 to 15 times, a bunch of different times for that brand to finally be recognized in their brain when they're walking through a Walmart or Randall's or just like a random fucking store, right? Like, we all know brands, right? Like Coca-Cola, fuck, like we know that brand, like we know, we've seen it 2 trillion times, right? So I'm bringing up this one because this is just another one where all the guys in that follow the BMW account, which I'm sure they have a fuck ton of followers, BMW, they're going to be like, who is BMW wishing a happy birthday? They're going to click on the Bored Ape Yacht Club. It's going to be an NFT account. They're like, these are the tiny things. And I know, again, it might seem like, okay, who cares? BMW is a fucking billion-dollar corporation. Like, it's, I'm telling you, these are the small, culturally relevant things that matter. So I just always want to bring that type of stuff up because it's important. I think it's cool, honestly. But that is the end of today's episode. If you want to reach me on Instagram, remember, do not. If you want to reach me on Twitter, it's TheJarrod. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, my email is down below. Please send me an email. Let me know what you're working on. Like, what are you excited about? What projects are you looking at? Anything cannabis related here in the Austin, Texas area. Anything. Even if you're not in the Austin, Texas area, talk to me. Cannabis, fucking marketing, branding, NFTs, crypto, all this shit. It can be completely not NFT or crypto related too. I like other shit too. So just hit me up. Let me know again what you're working on. What are you seeing? What type of music are you listening to? Like, who's coming up? Like, what's cool? Put me on, please. So that is the end of today's episode from all around the world. Oh, one more thing. If you enjoy this podcast, only if you enjoyed it, and only if it's a good episode, only, because again, don't fucking share, if it's a shitty show, don't share it, come on, don't share it, but if you like the show, please share it. Alrighty, so that is the end of today's episode from all around the world. I will see you on the next one. Peace. Baby, lately I've been going crazy, I've been going crazy lately, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, people going crazy, crazy. Yeah, yeah. I've been getting paper, paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of foes on a new